The Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. This will also serve as the sermon text this morning. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother, Mary, was pledged in marriage to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her. So he decided to divorce her privately. But as he was considering these things, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this happened to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took Mary home as his wife, but he was not intimate with her until she gave birth to her firstborn son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen again to words from Matthew chapter 1. I'll read verse 18 again. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was pledged in marriage to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of our God. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, the Son of God had need of a human father. We wonder about that statement, how profound it is. The Son of God had need of a human father. That's what the Holy Spirit communicates to us today through his evangelist Matthew in this text. And God solved that wonder in Joseph. God presented Joseph with a wonderful challenge, and he also gave him a wonderful faith to do exactly as God commanded him to do. God granted Joseph the challenge to care for God, who became man, to save him. And God also granted Joseph the faith to obey this command of God and be that earthly father that the Savior of all people needed. Wonders of the birth of Jesus Christ. Wonderful challenge, wonderful faith. The opening verses of our text lay out this most amazing wonder that we ponder. It says it this way: the genesis of Jesus Christ is thus. The genesis. That's a word that means beginning. The beginning of something, but how can he who has no beginning and no end, he who is eternal, have a beginning? Jesus Christ, true God, had no genesis. Jesus had no beginning. He is the eternal Son of God. According to his divine nature, he had no genesis. And yet, he was not only true God. Now that one who was very God of very God with no beginning became also true man. There was a genesis, a beginning to the human nature of this second person of the Trinity, the Son of God. And this is how that human nature of Jesus Christ began, Matthew tells us. His mother Mary was pledged in marriage to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. First, a word about marriage in the time of Mary and Joseph. It was a custom for the man and the woman to make a promise to each other to become married, similar to our engagement, but not the same. You see, because in God's eyes, then, that promise was marriage. That's why in verse 19, the Holy Spirit inspired Matthew to call Joseph her husband. And also why he decided to divorce her privately. They were married. It wouldn't be considered merely an end of the engagement, but a termination of the marriage, which had begun at that promise. However, even though they were married, there was a span of time after that promise where the marriage began and where the man and woman began to live their lives together as husband and wife. It was exactly during that span of time, after they made their promises and became husband and wife, but before they began their lives together, that Mary was found to be pregnant. And at this, everyone wonders, how is this possible? The Lord tells us, by the Holy Spirit, with a very simple and plain prepositional phrase, by the Holy Spirit, God inspired Matthew to communicate that profound wonder which we confess every Sunday in the Creed, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. And Luke, the evangelist, reminds us so well, it's impossible for us, but not impossible for God. So this profound miracle is believed and confessed by us today with great awe and amazement. It's the miracle by which we know that this child born of Mary was not just the Son of Man, but was also the Son of God. Now, Joseph was a righteous man. He wanted to do what was right in this situation too. He knew the law of Moses that was the law of God, that he would be right to divorce Mary in this situation. But even more than that, according to the law of Moses, which was the law of God, Mary could be stoned to death for adultery if action were pursued. But Joseph, still caring for Mary, still loving her even as Christ loves us, didn't want to pursue such a just verdict, a right verdict for this righteous man, Joseph. So Joseph, a righteous man, sought to end this matter privately in order to spare the life of Mary. Yes, even, as it turns out, the life of Jesus. In fact, the text tells us that Joseph had already made the decision in his mind to do just this, to divorce her privately. The deliberation was over for him. He was determined to carry that out. But as he slept through the night, God changed his mind, in spite of the challenge that it would create for Joseph. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now that wonderful miracle by the Holy Spirit is now made plain to Joseph too. He knows. He's given this impossible news too, and with it, he's given an implied command. Marry Mary, and be the foster father for the child, and you, Joseph, you will name him and give him the name Jesus, Savior. Now, this becomes an impossibility for Joseph. It's a problem that can't be solved. It can't be fixed. There's no solution for him. It stands as it is. And still, God had given a clear direction to Joseph in the circumstances. He told him, take Mary to be your wife, name the child, which is the Son of God, and do that, take this child as your own child, who is also your Savior. Yes, Joseph, your child will be your Savior. And you will call him your son, even as he will be the one who rescues you from your sins. What a challenge this would be for Joseph. He now had all the information he needed. He had the sure and certain word of God to assure him, a righteous man, that the things that he was now doing were in fact right and good in God's eyes. He had that assurance. But no one else, as far as he knew, had that assurance, that word of God. They would have only the word of Joseph and Mary. How many questions would he have to answer? How many puzzles remained unsolved in the minds of so many others, or even worse, were solved in their mind with the conclusion that they would draw that Joseph himself was not a righteous man in this way? And though God solved the problem in Joseph's mind, he didn't solve that problem for Joseph. And this wonderful challenge would be an opportunity for Joseph, in faith, to bear the cross of his own dear Savior, Jesus Christ, that he had placed on him to carry in this situation. This is the way God works with us, too. He places challenges in our lives, incredible challenges. He doesn't necessarily remove them from us, and he doesn't remove us from this world of challenges, the temptations that we struggle against in life. He doesn't remove them completely. He gives us his word. He makes his will plain to us and well known and clear, and yet he doesn't take us out of the challenge, the struggle. God allows us to remain on this earth, providing us tests and proofs of our love for God, who loved us so much that he would come into this world to be Jesus, our Savior from sin. And though we time and time again fail to be righteous, this Jesus was born. The God-man came into this world to be Jesus, the Savior from all of your sins. Even as you struggle, even as you fail, even as you fall, Jesus lifts you up again with his word of forgiveness, that he has rescued you, he has delivered you. And then Jesus allows those challenges to remain for you in this life. Wonderful challenges to prove your love for him who loved you so much, to come to this earth to save you from your sins. As profound, as incredible, as impossible as this miracle was, it wasn't a new wonder that God had performed. It was foretold. This wonderful, this profound miracle was foretold for 7 centuries. Yes, Isaiah spoke about this wonder, this miracle with similar assurances. Do not be afraid, he said in Isaiah chapter 7, as he spoke to a much less righteous King Ahaz, encouraging him not to be afraid of the threatening armies that were there. So he spoke of this miraculous virgin birth, of God with us, Emmanuel, the Savior from all sins. With such a Savior, with such a promise, we have no reason to be afraid of anything. We can face every wonderful challenge that God places in our lives with faith, with confidence in him who has come to be with us to rescue us from our sins. And so Joseph did. Joseph displayed wonderful faith in this text. Yes, he was much more righteous by faith than he ever could have been righteous by his own deeds and works. But the decisions that he made, the results that he produced, showed in response to God's word the wonderful fruit, the amazing, beautiful evidence of that much greater, glorious, perfect righteousness that was his by faith through in the word of God and the promises of God. When Joseph woke up from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. It was an indirect command. Don't be afraid to do this. Nonetheless, he heard very clearly the voice and will of God in it, a command from God, Joseph, take Mary to be your wife. Take the child as your adopted son. The will and command of God was perfectly clear, and he did not hesitate to do what God commanded. Faith always produces fruits. Faith believes the words and promises of God. Faith doesn't doubt or question. It doesn't say, boy, God, this is really going to be a challenge for me. This is really going to be difficult. How can I explain this to anyone? No. Faith acts. It always produces fruit. Faith is never idle. So what did Joseph do? He took Mary home as his wife, but he was not intimate with her until she gave birth to her firstborn son, and he named him Jesus. He married Mary, as God had commanded him to do. And what was even more, even if it was only for himself and for Mary, he would not give cause for doubt that this child was indeed from the Holy Spirit. So he was not intimate with his wife until the child was born. And then, following the will and command of God, he took this child as his own adopted son. He agreed to be the human father that the Son of God required, according to his human nature. This tiny, helpless human baby, having a need of a father, a need of protection and care, Joseph provided, as he named him Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, the very God who came to save his people from their sins, the very God who came to save Joseph also from his sins. This one needed a human father to raise him as his own. And Joseph, in wonderful faith, did exactly as he was commanded to do. He cared for Emmanuel, God with him, in the flesh, who needed care, who needed love, who needed protection. But he was with Joseph, and Joseph's Savior and Lord all the while. And what did he ask Joseph to do? Did he ask Joseph to move mountains? Did he ask Joseph to raise the dead? No, he commanded him to do common, ordinary tasks. Change diapers, clean dishes and floors, care for Mary and for Jesus. But these are the glorious fruits that God requires. God with us. It isn't just a name. It's a reality for us too. Yeah, it comes with a warning. God is with us to see all of the times that we fail to produce the fruits that he demands, that he requires. But even more so, it comes with amazing comfort. God is with us to rescue us from those sins, those failed fruits, those failed actions, those weak faiths. God is with me to strengthen me in the faith as I struggle through the challenges that I face. So what are the actions, the deeds, the fruits of your faith that God requires? Faith always works. Faith is never idle. Jesus is exactly that Savior that you need too. He made you more righteous through faith in him as your Savior than you could ever be by the righteousness of your works, your acts of love for him. And yet faith always works. So the works he asks you to do are common and ordinary works. Love your spouse. Care for your children. Be kind to your neighbors. Be faithful and diligent in your work. Wash the dishes. Sweep the floors. Rock your babies to sleep when they're crying. He doesn't ask you to perform incredible works, profound miracles. But these are the glorious fruits of a wonderful faith that God has granted to you. So those acts of love come forth in wonderful faith. Trust to believe God and His Word, to believe the impossible, that He is Emmanuel, God with you as well, to be Jesus, your Savior from sins, that you are righteous, that you are a beloved child of God, that wonderful faith works. The Son of God had need of an earthly father. So this wonderful birth of Jesus Christ presented Joseph with a wonderful challenge. But God also granted Joseph that wonderful faith to believe God's word and to produce fruits according to that faith. You too hear God's command. You know His word and His will for you, and you believe the forgiveness and the grace that He has given to you as Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And so you act according to that faith. You do as God commands, with simple, ordinary, common works, but wonderful, profound fruits of the faith that God has granted to you, no matter how challenging those works might be. Your actions speak volumes about the wonderful faith in Jesus as your Savior, that God has become man to grant you salvation. So you show that wonderful work as you show forth the wonders of the birth of Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.